light of guidance, the light of guidance. The light of guidance, the light of guidance. The light of guidance, the light of guidance.
Alhamdulillah, Rabbil Alameen, wa salatu wa salamu ala khatamin nabiyyin. Amma ba'd, fa'udhu billahi minash shaytanir rajim. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. As-salatu wassalamu alayka ya Rasulullah. As-salatu wassalamu alayka ya Habiballah. As-salatu wassalamu alayka ya Nabiyallah. Wa ala alika wa ashabika ya Nurallah. The Prophet of mankind, the peace of our hearts and mind, the most generous and kind sallallahu alayhi wasallam, is very beautifully reported to have said, the one who recites durood, salutation, salawat, salam 1000 times upon me daily will not die until he sees his place in Jannah. Subhanallah. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Salatu wa salaman alayka ya Sayyidi, ya Habibi, ya Rasulullah sallallahu ala Muhammad, nurim min nurillah. Marhaba, 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 khushamdeed. Welcome to one and all to another beautiful episode in silsila on the series The Light of Guidance. Alhamdulillah, I urge, I request one and all, you must take care of yourself, this life of yours, this health of yours. It is also necessary upon you, in fact compulsory upon you, to protect your life, to take care of your life. You can't put yourself in danger, you can't put yourself in harm's way. It is your responsibility, it is your duty to take care of yourself. Nobody is going to take care of you. Yes, you are a person, you have hands, you have feet, you have the ability to move around. It's your duty to take care of yourself. Keep this in mind, that this body, this life which we have, it is actually an amanat. It's not our property. It's not our ownership. No. This life we have, it belongs to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Yes, this life, it belongs to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And, you know, it's not ours. So as we, when we borrow something from someone, we make sure we take full care of it. We don't go and start breaking it, start damaging it, start, you know, tearing it apart and then give it back to the person. No, without any comparison, this life is an amanat. It is the ownership of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He is the owner, right? So basically we have this life. And as long as we are alive, we have this life with us. When Allah Ta'ala wills, He will take this life away. But our duty is, we need to take care of it. We need to respect it. We need to honor ourselves. We need to look after ourselves. We need to make sure we are not, you know, to put it in easy words, not abusing this life and this body of ours. So wherever you are, whether it's cold, whether it's hot, yes, weathers do change. It's your responsibility to take care of yourselves. In fact, you know, you also see Qibla Amir al-Sunnat very beautifully, you know, and sometimes in Madani Muzakara, he would also inform people, especially when it's very hot, that people must drink water. Must drink lots of water, drink so much amounts of glasses, drink this, drink that, you know, eat this, eat that. Why? Well, why is he telling you all of that? Why is he telling you to eat this? Why is he telling you to drink this? Why is he telling you to do this, to do that? Why? Because all of these things are for your benefit. You eat this thing, it has benefits. You drink this thing, it has benefits. And the reason why he is telling you that is so that you can protect yourself. You can look after yourself. You can make sure you are putting those things in your body which is healthy for you, which is better for you, which can improve your health also. So all of these things, you know, sometimes we look at the elders and we say, you know, why are they mentioning these things? But Allah, behind every word, sometimes there's so much wisdom which we cannot understand, which we cannot comprehend. So that's why it's very important, first and foremost, to listen to the elders, the great personalities, the ulama-i kiram, the awliya of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the pious personalities. It's our duty to always listen to them. And, you know, we don't know how much experience is behind those words and what can be said about Qibla Amir al-Sunnat. Subhanallah, Allah ta'ala has blessed him with lots of hikmat, with lots of wisdom. And subhanallah, sometimes you just sit in Madani Muzakara and or whatever it is, whether it's a normal discussion or, you know, it's not a Madani Muzakara, it's a normal program, but you sit with him and you listen to his words, you listen to, you know, some things which he is mentioning, and sometimes you know that, you know, how much experience is behind these words, how much different scenarios he went through to give you the situation, the scenario, subhanAllah. So, you know, his thinking is on a different level. It's not common, like the common people. And subhanAllah, you know, I would say this, that the people of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, they are special. And those who have a connection to Allah and the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and then the help comes from the court of Allah and from the court of the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And sometimes the words they speak, you know, it leaves a person in wonder that, you know, where do they get these beautiful words from? Where do they get these thoughts from? Where do they get these ideas from? Subhanallah. So alhamdulillah, this is the karam of Allah and the sadqai tufail of the beloved Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. But my point which I want to mention is that, you know, we need to always take care of ourselves. So wherever you are across the globe, take care of yourselves. If it's hot, drink lots of water. Make sure you are not dehydrated. And if it's winter, if it's cold, wear something warm, drink something warm, eat something warm. Make sure you're taking care of yourself, inshallah. This is also what Islam teaches us. You know, Islam doesn't only tell us about ibadat. No, Islam tells us about ibadat, about riyadat, about practices, about world to, about day-to-day lifestyle, about what to do, what not to do, what to eat, what not to eat, what to drink, what not to drink. Everything Islam teaches us. And one of the things which Islam also teaches us is we must not put ourselves in harm. We must not put ourselves in destruction. We need to protect our lives, ourselves, our families, those around us as well. It's necessary, it's compulsory upon us. Subhanallah. We make dua, may Allah Ta'ala protect all of us. May Allah Ta'ala keep all the Muslims across the globe under His divine mercy. May Allah Ta'ala shower countless of barakat, of rahmat, and mercies and blessings upon the ummah of the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, especially in different parts of the globe, wherever the Muslims are suffering, Muslims are being tortured, Muslims are being troubled. Make dua, may Allah Ta'ala grant all of them lots of sabr, may Allah Ta'ala grant all of them lots of reward, may Allah Ta'ala accept their sacrifices, their shahadat, their martyrdom, may Allah Ta'ala accept their tawakkul, their sabr, their trust in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Our Muslim brothers and sisters in Palestine, different parts of the world, wherever they are, make dua, may Allah Ta'ala keep all of them always happy, always pleased with the will of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. May Allah Ta'ala enable us to do as much as we can for them, as much as we can, may Allah Ta'ala enable us to do for them, inshallah azza wa jal. Ameen, 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 ya Rabbal Alameen. Alhamdulillah, today we are going to be discussing something which is compulsory to know because we are in those times. So it is very incumbent and necessary upon us to learn about this, I would say. And not only for the youngsters, rather the youngsters, the elderly people, the male, the female, everyone needs to know about this. It's a very lengthy topic, but inshallah azawajal, I'll try and see how much I can discuss today. If not, in the future we will try and discuss this topic in a bit of detail as well. And today we will inshallah be discussing the signs of the day of judgment, asharatu sa'a, the signs of the day of qiyamah. And it is a very important topic, you know, where the Holy Quran also emphasizes many places that definitely the sa'ah, the final hour, the day of judgment, the day of qiyamah is definitely going to come, it is going to arrive. And every child, you know, in madrasa, when we learn iman mujmal, iman mufassal, then we say, amantu billahi wa malaikatihi wa kutubihi wa rusulihi wal yawmil akhir. We mention yawm akhir, the final day, the last day, the day of judgment, yawmul qiyamah. So it is part, and it is the fundamental of our belief system that we need to believe. It is zururiyat-e-deen. It is from amongst the zururiyat-e-deen and the necessities of deen. If someone denies the day of qiyamah, if someone doesn't believe in the day of qiyamah, then he is out of the fold of Islam. Because the Holy Quran mentions it explicitly. The ahadith mention it explicitly. It is present everywhere. It is proven from Nasi Qat'i, and there is no one who can deny the day of Qiyamah. If someone denies it, then he is out of the fold of Islam. So something which is so important, which holds so much importance, it is our duty that first and foremost we believe in it, we have to believe in it. It is necessary for us to also know the signs which will lead us towards the day of Qiyamah. Because then we will start our preparation. We will get busy in preparing for the day of Qiyamah. I mean, you know, in today's time, we have an exam. and someone's in university, in college, in school, and you know, the dates come out that on this and this day you will have the exam. So what happens? If, for example, on the 20th he's writing the exam, he doesn't start preparing on the 19th, doesn't prepare on the 18th. No, he starts preparing 2-3 months in advance and even before that. You know, sometimes you go to a program and you ask a person, you know, beta kahan hai, where's your son? I didn't see him. And he says, no, you know, he's writing exam, so he's preparing. When is the exam? 3 months later. Why is he preparing now? Because he has a tension. He has the worry that if I don't prepare now, how am I going to pass the exam 3 months later? When it's on my head, then what am I going to do? So in advance, I need to prepare. I need to make sure I have my notes. I need to make sure I am attending my lectures, my classes, whatever the case is. That's how a person prepares for the day when he's writing a test. So likewise, we know the day of Qiyamah is going to take place. It is necessary to believe in it. But what are we doing to prepare for that day? So when we know these signs, when we know the asharat, when we know that there are different signs and these signs are already in front of us, we are now moving towards the Qiyamah, then inshallah, if our heart is clean, our heart is pure, we will start preparing wholeheartedly just to prepare ourselves for the day of Qiyamah. And then by Allah, the day of Qiyamah, you know, in this world, you fail a test, maybe you can write supplementaries, maybe you can do it in another day, maybe you can repeat the year, whatever the case is, it's not a big loss. But day of Qiyamah, if we fail, then there is no second chance, there is no rewriting anything, there is no coming back the next year. No, on that day, if you fail, you fail. Then the only way you are going to go is Jahannam. And if you pass, then you pass, subhanallah, you are going in Jannah. So there's no in between. There's no coming back next time. There's no repeating. It's there. You do the test. You pass, you fail, finish. So what preparations are we doing for that day? What preparations have we done for that day? What are we doing for the day of Qiyamah? To prepare ourselves in a more better way, it is necessary for us to learn about the signs which are leading us towards the day of Qiyamah, so that in our hearts we can have this feeling that, you know, we are very close to the day of Qiyamah. We should try and plan something for that great day. For Yawm Azeem, for Yawmun Azeemun, that great and big day. We make dua, may Allah grant all of us easiness and success on that day. So inshallah, that will be our focal point of discussion. I will discuss some ahadith of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, in which Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has mentioned some signs of the day of Qiyamah. And inshallah azza wa jalla, if time permits, we will then go into more discussion. But before we begin, I would like to take a short break and listen to a beautiful kalam. And as soon as we return, inshallah azza wa jalla, we will carry on our discussion, inshallah. Salli wa al-Habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam.
Muflis-e zindagi ab na samjhe koi, Muflis-e zindagi ab na samjhe koi, mujhko ishq-e nabi is qadar mil gaya, jagmagaye na kyun mera aqs-e darun, jagmagaye kyun mera aqs-e darun, ek patthar ko aaina gar mil gaya, jiski rehmat se taqdeer insaan khule, uski janib hi darwaza-e jaan khule, jiske rehmat se taqdeer insaan khule, uski janib hi darwaza-e جانِ عمرِ رواں لے کے جاتی کہاں، جانِ عمرِ رواں لے کے جاتی کہاں، خیر سے مجھ کو خیر البشر مل گیا، مفلس زندگی اس کا دیوانہ ہوں، اس کا مجذوب ہوں، کیا یہ کم ہے کہ میں اس سے منسوب ہوں، اس کا دیوانہ ہوں، اس کا مجذوب ہوں، کیا یہ کم ہے کہ میں اس سے منسوب ہوں، سرحد حشر تک جاؤں گا بے دھڑک، سرحد حشر تک جاؤں گا بے دھڑک، مجھ کو اتنا جو زادے سفر مل گیا، مفلس زندگی ذہن بے رنگ تھا، سانس بے روپ تھی، روح پر معصیت کی کڑی دھوپ تھی، ذہن بے رنگ تھا، سانس بے روپ تھی، روح پر معصیت کی کڑی دھوپ تھی، اس کی چشمے غنی رونق جان بنی، اس کی چشمے غنی رونق جان بنی، چھاؤں جس کی گھنی وہ شجر مل گیا، مفلس زندگی جب سے مجھ پر ہوا مصطفیٰ کا کرم، بن گیا دل مظفر چراغ حرم، جب سے مجھ پر ہوا مصطفیٰ کا کرم، بن گیا دل مظفر چراغ حرم، زندگی پھر رہی تھی بھٹکتی ہوئی، زندگی پھر رہی تھی بھٹکتی ہوئی، میری خانہ بدوشی کو گھر مل گیا، سے زندگی اب نہ سمجھے کوئی, مجھ کو عشق نبی اس قدر مل گیا, جگمگائے نہ کیوں میرا عکس دروں, ایک پتھر کو آئی نہ گر مل گیا.
صلی اللہ حبیب صلی اللہ تعالی علی محمد صلی اللہ تعالی علیہ وسلم, صلاۃ وسلم علیک یا سیدی یا حبیبی یا رسول اللہ, صلاۃ وسلم علیک یا سیدی یا حبیبی یا نور اللہ. ماشاء اللہ, مرحبا, ویلکم بیک ٹو آور سلسلہ, مبارک ٹو یو. وی لسن ٹو اے بیوٹیفل کلام, میک دعا, مے اللہ تعالیٰ میک اوور ہارٹس آلسو سافٹ, مے وی آلسو کرائی ان دی فیئر آف اللہ تعالیٰ, ان دا لو آف دا بلاور رسول صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم, دا لو آف مدینہ. May Allah Ta'ala take us all, inshallah, with our parents, with our Murshid Kareem, in the court of His beloved and most noble Rasul, sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Ameen, 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 ya Rabbil Alameen. Coming towards our topic, as I mentioned, today we will be discussing the Ashratu Sa'ah, the signs of the day of Qiyamah, the day of judgment, inshallah, azza wa jal. And I have a very beautiful hadith in front of me, which is present in Bukhari Sharif and Muslim Sharif as well. And this hadith is narrated from Sayyidina Anas radiyallahu ta'ala anhu. Subhanallah. An Anas in qala sami'tu Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam yaqul. Sayyidina Anas says, I heard Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam saying, inna min ashratis sa'ati ay yurfa'a al-ilmu wa yakthura al-jahlu. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, indeed from the signs of the day of Qiyamah, the day of judgment. Indeed, from amongst the signs of the day of Qiyamah, then Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam mentioned a few signs. Number one, he says, أَيُّرْفَعَ الْعِلْمُ وَيَكْثُرَ الْجَهْلُ. That ilm will be taken, will be raised basically, اُٹھا لیا جائے گا. Ilm will be raised, وَيَكْثُرَ الْجَهْلُ. And ignorance, jahalat, will be in an excessive amount. On this, ulama-i kiram then explained and they mentioned, and they said that ilm, this ilm which is mentioned in this hadith, it actually refers to which ilm? Is it talking about the knowledge of medical sciences, knowledge of philosophy, knowledge of geography, knowledge of astrology or any other science? No. This ilm which Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is mentioning, that ilm will be raised, it is referring to ilm-e-deen, the ilm regarding the deen of Allah and the beloved Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, because this is beneficial knowledge. Yes, you learn medical sciences, it will benefit you in this world. You can help others, you can support others, you can cure others. You know, maybe with surgeries or operations, whatever the case is, the cure comes from the court of Allah, but obviously you are a means. You can learn, know, geology, you can learn geography, you can learn astrology, maybe it will benefit you in this world to a limit, but in the hereafter, your medical sciences won't help you there, your geography won't help you there, your geology won't help you there, your astrology won't help you there, your technology won't help you there. No, what is going to help you there in the hereafter, in the grave, on the day of Qiyamah, it's ilm-e-deen, the knowledge which you have of the deen of Allah and the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So this is beneficial knowledge. If the medical science knowledge is taken away, it won't harm everyone. There won't be a big loss. If geology is taken away, geography is taken away, any science is taken away, it won't be a big loss. But if ilm is taken away, if the knowledge of deen is taken away, then there is a very, 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 very big loss. And that loss is that people will be destroyed in this world and in the hereafter as well. So that's how important this ilm-e-deen is. So Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says that ilm will be raised. And then Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, وَيَكْثُرَ الْجَهْلُ, and ignorance will increase. There will be an excessive amount of ignorance, of jahalat in a way, people will be on the wrong path. People will be, you know, not on the straight path, on the path of Sirati Mustaqim. People will be on the wrong path. People will be on the false path. People will go towards ignorance. And people will then move away from the teachings of Allah and the beloved Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. No, because we are discussing this beautiful, you know, ahadith of Nabi sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, one very beautiful thing you must keep in mind. And that is, these ahadith of Nabi sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam was mentioned not 2 days ago or 3 days ago or 4 days ago. No, no, no. These ahadith of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is mentioned approximately 1400 years ago. And Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is then mentioning, what is going to happen before the time of Qiyamah. So 1400 years ago, Nabi sallallahu alayhi mentioned everything in detail. This is going to happen. This is how it's going to happen. This is, this is going to happen. This is going to happen. On this time, this is going to happen. This is how certain action is going to take place. And all of this here is how long? 1400 years ago. I say, subhanallah, even today people are arguing and fighting about the ilm al-ghayb and the knowledge of the unseen of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Then I want to ask those people a question, that what greater proofs do you want with regards to the ilm al-ghayb of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? What more proof are you looking for? Is there anything else which you want to find out? 1400 years ago he told you what is going to happen, how it's going to happen, everything. And not only before the time of Qiyamah, even after that, on day of judgment, what's going to happen? In Jannah, what's going to happen? In Jahannam, what's going to happen? Everything he mentioned. And today, the people who are objecting upon his ilm al-ghayb and his knowledge of the unseen, they are teaching these ahadith to their students, to their people. They are mentioning these ahadith on the member of the masajid. So I asked them a question, that on one place you are objecting upon the ilm al-ghayb of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. On the other place you are mentioning the ahadith which he has mentioned, the words he has stated about what is going to happen in the future. Then this is a clash with yourself, with your own thoughts. So I then give them an invitation and I say, come towards the thinking and the belief system of Ahlul Sunnah wal Jama'ah. Alhamdulillah, our Aqeedah is the same Aqeedah as the Sahaba Ikram, as the Ahl Bayt Athar, as the Azwaji Mutahirat, as the Ummahatul Mu'mineen, as the Ulama, as the Fuqaha, as the Sulaha, the pious predecessors. This is the same Aqeedah which they have, which we are having. Alhamdulillah, there is no contradiction. Alhamdulillah, we openly say that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has the knowledge of the unseen. Allah Ta'ala has granted him this knowledge. He knows ma kana wa ma yakun, what happened, what is happening, what will happen. He knows everything that has been granted to him by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That is why when we mention this beautiful ahadith about the signs of Qiyamah, about the day of Qiyamah, about Jannat, about Jahannam and all of these things, we do not contradict ourselves, because we say that that Nabi whom we are saying that he has knowledge of the unseen, he has given us this knowledge, and we are then sharing it to everyone else. So it's very important to get our thinkings, our thoughts and everything, intact, and we need to start believing properly. Unfortunately people then move towards the false beliefs and the false thinking. To make dua, may Allah grant them lots of guidance in this world and in the hereafter as well. We will inshallah take a short break, and as soon as we return, we will carry on our discussion, inshallah. Salli wa al-Habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Respected viewers of Madani Chain, our Deen Islam is a complete code of life. It guides us. There's a beautiful hadith of Rasul alayhi salatu wa salam I would like to share with you. Rasulullah alayhi salatu wa salam has been reported to have said, indeed, Allah loves that you skillfully carry out whatever you are doing. Subhanallah. Even Islam teaches us to carry out things perfectly, skillfully, nicely, profoundly, accurately, to best of your abilities. Any work you do, you should do professionally in this day and age terminology. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala loves that you skillfully carry out whatever you are doing. Very concise, very brief in its meaning, this hadith of Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam is. But this fits very well in this day and age when people they are talking about CPD, continuous professional development, people that talk about precision, people that talk about professionalism, people that talk about doing things accurately, professionally, profoundly, and nicely. And this teaching was given to us 1400 years ago. This is the beauty of our deen. This is the perfection of our deen. And we are encouraged to do things skillfully. And what benefits will we get? Allah's support accompanies the person in accordance with his action. The reward of an action is doubled for the one who completes it with skill and elegance. When a person improves in this regard, he becomes beloved to Allah. Subhanallah. So whoever Allah has blessed with skill and talent should not aim to use it for monetary gain only. Rather, they should use skills to benefit the creation of Allah, which is a form of expressing thanks to the court of our Rabb Ta'ala Azza wa Jal. So next time any task is given to you, any assignment is given to you, any work you are doing, do it skillfully, professionally, accurately and profoundly. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
صلوا للحبيب صلى الله تعالى على محمد صلى الله تعالى عليه وسلم صلاة وسلام عليك يا سيدي يا حبيبي يا رسول الله ما شاء الله مرحبا welcome back to our silsila. Before the break, very beautifully we were discussing the signs of Qiyamah, and one sign I mentioned when Nabi صلى الله عليه وسلم mentioned that from the signs of Qiyamah, one sign is that ilm will be raised. And explaining these words, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentions another beautiful hadith, also muttafaqun alayhi hadith mentioned in Bukhari Sharif and Muslim Sharif. And the hadith is narrated from Sayyidina Abdullah bin Amr radiyallahu ta'ala anhu. He says, Nabi sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam has said, Inna allaha la yaqbidul ilma intiza'an yantazi'uhu minal ibad. He says, indeed Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will not capture the ilm by pulling it. In other words, that he will pull it from the slaves, he will pull it from the people. It won't happen that, you know, all of a sudden you know something and tomorrow you forgot it. No, that's not the meaning that Allah will take this ilm away. I mean, in the previous hadith we learned that yurfa'al ilm, this ilm will be raised, it will be taken away. And now Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam is explaining how will the ilm be taken away. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam says it's not this that Allah will take it by, you know, pulling it away from the people. No, he says, وَلَكِنْ يَقْبِدُ الْعِلْمَ بِقَبْدِ الْعُلَمَاءِ. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will take this ilm, he will capture, he will take this ilm, how? By taking the ulama, by taking the great scholars. The scholars will then leave this world. When the alim, when the ulama, when the scholars will leave, automatically the ilm will also leave with them. Allah, Allah, Allah. حَتَّى Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam says, حَتَّى إِذَا لَمْ يَبْقِ عَالِمًا. Until there is no alim remaining, اتخذ الناس رؤوسا جهالا, then people will take ignorant people as their leaders, رؤوسا جهالا, ignorant people, no, as leaders, as masters, as followers, as people who we should follow, you know, as role models. People will then make ignorant people their leaders. فسئلوا, Allah, 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 فافتوا بغير علم. فَضَلُّوا وَأَضَلُّوا. Nabi Sallam says, فَسُئِلُوا. Then those رُؤَسَا, those ignorant leaders, those ignorant people whom the people made their leaders, they will be asked questions. They will be asked laws of Islam. They will be asked masail. They will be asked what is halal, what is haram. They will be asked, you know, munasab or hazrat or so and so person. Tell me, what should I do? How should I do this? How should I do that? فَسُئِلُوا. They will be asked. Nabi Sallam says, فَفْتَوْ بِغَيْرِ عِلْمٍ. And then they will give fatwa. Huh? They will give the fatwa without any ilm, without any knowledge. They will answer, this is halal, this is haram, without knowing what is halal, what is haram. They will answer, this is permissible, this is impermissible, without having the knowledge what is permissible, what is impermissible. What will happen? فَضَلُّوا وَأَضَلُّوا. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, Allah, 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 that they themselves will be misguided or gumrah karenge, and they will misguide others as well. Because obviously they don't know what they're doing, so they are misguided. And those who are asking them, they will give them the wrong answers. They will also be misguided. How bad this is, that this person is misguided himself and he is spreading misguidance. And not one, you will see people like this today. No? Didn't you see the ignorant leaders? Didn't you see people making fools, making people who have no relation with deen, just because maybe he has the word doctor associated with him, or he has the word professor associated with him, or he has the word, you know, PhD somewhere in his name or something like that. So people think, you know, he's a very big scholar, he's a very big mulana, he's a very big alim, you know, and we must respect him, you know. But according to his looks, there's nothing Islamic. According to his words, there's nothing Islamic. According to the teachings which he is teaching you and practicing, there's nothing Islamic, but people are behind him. And how many people? Not tens, twenties, thirties, hundreds, thousands, thousands and hundreds of thousands of people are following him, listening to him and saying, wah, you know, how great this Mulana is. You know, he's giving us this fatwa. Why? Because he then gives the fatwas according to the people's desires. What is haram, he will make it halal. What is necessary for you, he'll say, no, no, it's, if you want, you can do it. If you don't want, you can leave it. So all the laws of Sharia, he will start changing, and then he gives it. So people start liking him. No, no, that person, you know, that Mulana is very soft. He's not very harsh. You know, he finds a way throughout. I said, that person is playing with Islam. He's playing with Sharia. He's playing with the laws. He's playing with the ahkamat. He's playing with the divine law, which Allah and the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam has decreed, has decided. And then people are saying, no, no, you know, we respect him, we love him, you know, he finds a way for us. And I said, this is the words of the Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam, that اتخذ الناس رؤوسا جهالا. People will make these ignorant people their leaders. And the outcome will be that they themselves will be misguided. They will misguide others as well. Tell me, in today's time, don't you see the sign? The great, great ulama-e-kiram, giants of Islam, are leaving this world. Great muftiyan ikram, great ulama ikram, muhakkikin, you know, great musannifs of different books, you know, mufassireen, muhaddiseen, great scholars, giants of Islam. And they are leaving this world. And who is after them? People who do not have anything, people who do not have any knowledge, people who belong to this family, this tribe, that tribe. And then they say, you know, we know everything. The sign of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam, which he has mentioned, how true it is in today's time, in today's age, where ulama-i kiram, ulama-i haq, ulama of Ahlul Sunnah wal Jama'ah are leaving this world, and unfortunately ignorant people are then coming on their place, and then those ignorant people are misguiding everyone. Our duty is, after we learned from the hadith of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam, the true signs, and we know that these ignorant people are going to come on respected places, our duty is to move away from them. Our duty is to turn away from them, not to follow them, not to listen to them, not to obey them, not to watch them, not to look at them, nothing. Our job is to keep a distance from them and look for the ulama of Ahlul Sunnah wal Jama'ah, the true ulama-i-kiram, those ulama-i-kiram who are following the true Sunni way and the true Sunni path. Those are our leaders, and we need to follow behind them. Why do you think ulama-i-kiram always emphasize, you know, protect your aqeedah, don't listen to this person, don't look at that person, don't watch the videos of this person, of that person? Why? Because today in social media, we will find people with every corrupt aqeedah, with every corrupt belief, and he is teaching you your deen. He's teaching you about the Sahaba Ikram, he's teaching you about the Ahle Bayt Athar, he's teaching you about Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, he's teaching you the Aqaid related to Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala, related to the Anbiya, related to the angels, to Jannah, to Jahannam, and what wrong he is teaching you that you do not know, because you do not have that knowledge. And according to you, he's a very big alim, he's a very big scholar. So every wrong thing he will teach you, you will listen to it, you will act upon it, then you will even argue about it. Why? Because you heard it from so-and-so doctor, from so-and-so professor. At that time, you need to remember the words of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam, that ulama-i-kiram will leave this world, ulama-i-kiram will go, then ignorant people will come, and they will be the leaders. Our duty is to only follow ulama-i-haq and learn the deen from ulama-i-kiram. Don't learn your deen from plumbers, don't learn your deen from doctors, don't learn your deen from professors, from engineers, from these kind of people. No, they cannot teach you your deen. Your deen you will only learn from ulama-i haq. When you're sick, you will never go to a mechanic. When your car breaks down, you won't go to a specialist who is a surgeon. When you have a problem in court, you will never go to a doctor. You go to the lawyer, you go to the doctor for your treatment, you go to the mechanic for your car. Every person has their own fields. For ulama-i kiram, for deen, you want to go to doctor, you want to go to a mechanic, you want to go to an engineer, you want to go to a plumber, you want to go this. No. Your duty is to go to ulama. And which ulama? Ulama-i haq. Those ulama-i kiram who are on the straight path, the path of Ahlul Sunnah wal Jama'ah. So this is one of the very, you know, important words of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam, which I mentioned to you. And it is a time where all of us need to start thinking and ask ourselves that, you know, where are we? Who are we following? Who are we listening to? We shouldn't fall under the category of those people who will follow ignorant people and make ignorant people our leaders. May Allah protect us. Let me complete the hadith which I started off when Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam then mentions, أَيُّرْفَعَ الْعِلْمُ وَيَكْثُرَ الْجَهْلُ, that ilm will be raised and ignorance will then be increased. Then carrying on, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentions, وَيَكْثُرَ الزِّنَا وَيَكْثُرَ شُرْبُ الْخَمْرِ. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, zina will be in an excessive amount. There will be lots of zina, adultery, fornication taking place. وَيَكْثُرَ شُرْبُ الْخَمْرِ, and the drinking of alcohol will also be in an excessive amount. People will drink alcohol a lot. This wine, this beer, this alcohol, this rum, whatever beautiful name you try and give it, it is still intoxication. It is haram. It is muskhir. It is haram. It is not allowed for you to drink it. So Nabi ﷺ mentioned that, and this we are seeing in front of us. Go to the schools, the colleges, the universities. What is happening in the universities and colleges? I know. I am a youngster. Those who are in this field, they know. The problems which come to us, the issues which come to us. What is happening? And then you ask yourself that zina, ma'adallah, fornication, adultery, all of this is happening in the society around us. And still, you know, we are turning a blind eye and saying, no, mahol kharab hai, you know, zamana kharab hai. No. You need to ask yourself this question, that this is the sign of Qiyamah, which Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam mentioned approximately 1400 years ago. وَيَكْثُرَ شُرْبُ الْخَمْرِ, and the drinking of alcohol also becomes excessive. People start drinking alcohol a lot. That also Nabi sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam mentions. And then Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, and there will be few men and many women. In other words, until there will be for every 50 women, one man who will be standing, one man who will be supporting. In other words, ulama ikram explained this, the summary I'm giving to you. Ulama ikram mentioned that doesn't mean one man will marry 50 women. No. One explanation which ulama ikram have mentioned, and one meaning is this, that, you know, a person will have his wife, his daughter, his mother, his auntie, his sister, you know, many women around him, but he will be the only man for all of these women to support them, to be with them. The reasons he also mentioned, you know, that men will be, you know, maybe killed in battle, in jihad, in war. Likewise, more girls will be born, less men will be born, less boys will be born, which will obviously give up the equation to 50 to 1. It will be 50 women for every one man. So that will be the situation close to Qiyamah. That is what we are seeing in today's time as well. So all of these signs which Nabi Sallallahu mentioned in this hadith, particularly four big signs: ilm taken away and ignorance will increase, zina will increase, alcohol will increase, woman will increase. All of these signs which Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam mentioned, we are witnessing it today, we are seeing it today, we are living in a time where all of this is happening around us and we are witnessing it. The question is, what are we doing for the day of Qiyamah? What preparation are we doing? What are we doing to face Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on the day of Qiyamah? What face are we going to show in the court of Allah ta'ala? Sharm nabi, khawf khuda, yeh bhi nahi, woh bhi nahi. We do not have anything. Neither namaz, no fasting, no zakat, no hajj, no amal saliha, no good deeds. Nothing we have. And then we expect that, no, we have to go in the court of Allah. We will be forgiven. This will happen, that will happen. After seeing all the signs, if still we turn a blind eye, then Allah Ta'ala is your Hafiz. May Allah protect all of you and me as well. But this is a very big eye-opener for us. Even all the signs are apparent around us, our duty is we need to start instilling the fear of Allah Ta'ala in our hearts. We need to start preparing ourselves for the day of judgment. And we make dua, may Allah Ta'ala inshallah keep us all firm on maslaki haq, maslaki ala hazrat, maslaki ahlu sunnah wal jama'ah. Ameen, 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 Ya Rabbal Alameen. Inshallah, Azza wa Jal, if possible, we'll try and carry on the discussion in the coming episodes. Till then, be positive, think positive, stay positive, remain positive. You make dua, may Allah protect all of us, keep us all under His, you know, divine mercy. Remember, instill the love of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam in your hearts, in your mind. This love of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam is the base of your iman, the base of everything. You have this love by Allah, you have everything. You lose this love by Allah, you lose everything. We hope to see you, inshallah, Azza wa Jal, soon. Till then, be positive, think positive, stay positive, remain positive. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam.
The light of guidance, 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 the light of guidance.